Portage Creek is part of the Kalamazoo River Superfund site where paper companies once dumped toxic PCBs. It's one of the most polluted streams that flows into the Kalamazoo River. But according to Kalamazoo County's Drain Commissioner, Davis Creek is also a contender for that dubious honor. It flows through the cities of Kalamazoo and Portage, as well as the townships of Kalamazoo, Comstock, and Pavilion. As WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, they've finally teamed up to fix the creek.
Georgia Wyman lives behind I-94 Business Loop near the Kalamazoo County Fairgrounds. The creek runs right through her backyard. When I came to visit, Consumers Energy workers were cutting down trees near the eroding creek bed. Wyman says over the 12 years she's lived there, she's had a love-hate relationship with the creek.
It's one of the things that drawed me to this house to start with was the creek beside it. You know, because you can lay in there at night and you can hear the creek bubbling through there. The last summer was bad and it almost dried up because it had so many clogs.
Wyman says last fall, she had to call the Kalamazoo County Drain Commissioner's office to help her lift a whole mattress out of the creek. Wyman says sometimes she worries that if she doesn't take debris out of the stream, it might flood. She's already lost a tool shed.
It gets worse and worse each year, so I'm glad that something's going to be done.
With the help of a grant of more than $150,000 from the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, five area municipalities are working to restore Davis Creek. An engineering firm has been hired to reshape the stream banks, plant native species, and remove the debris. Kalamazoo County Drain Commissioner Patricia Crowley is leading the project. We met near a part of Davis Creek that goes under the freeway. It doesn't look pretty. There's a piece of railroad track hanging over two old culverts buried in the creek. A gas pipeline runs dangerously close to the edge. It smells like sewage.
This stream has a little bit of every possible problem known to modern urban environment.
Crowley says 24 industries discharge material into the creek. She says the commission is also pursuing a grant to track industrial chemicals in the stream. But Crowley says the biggest threat to water quality here and in most urban streams is runoff. That's because chemicals and nutrients like phosphorus wash off roads, parking lots, and construction sites.
Phosphorus is a naturally occurring nutrient in all of us, even in our DNA. The problem with phosphorus is that once you have too much of it, it causes algal blooms, and it could be so dense as to create oxygen deprivation in an aquatic system.
Crowley says trees next to eroding creeks also tend to die and fall into the stream, blocking its flow. This leads to even more erosion. Crowley says right now the creek is running too fast and too hot to support aquatic life.
When you have water coming off of streets and stuff, it's very hot. If you walk barefooted, you would know. It's very different than having coming through a forested area. So cooling down the water and having some way and having habitat will make a big difference. And I think we're going to be doing some. There are some groups that do monitor biotic activity, and they will be looking at how well this is repopulated after we finish.
Brian Boyer is the environmental engineering manager at Kaiser & Associates, the firm that will redesign the stream.
What we do with our stormwater runoff has an effect on the areas that we like to think of as natural, and one of the things that we'll be doing as we do construction efforts here on these three sites is some additional public outreach to kind of make everyone aware of what has caused these conditions in the past and what's being done now and going forward to prevent those from happening again.
Georgia Wyman says she's just happy that the creek will be a better place for her grandson to play.
He loves the wildlife, and he loves to see the frogs out there in the sun, and it's just something that children should be able to enjoy.
For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.